Today's our final day talking about Disney's great leadership strategy number 3, which is making sure that your employees are knowledgeable. And the last one is one I've kind of been alluding to all week, but I want to take a second and really hammer it home today on this Friday. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
It's as simple as this. Management should be actively involved in coaching and educating. Not just involved. Management should be actively involved in coaching and educating the cast. When you get mad at your employees because they don't know what they're doing, they're not knowledgeable about their jobs, they're not giving good customer service, well, who trained them? Well, who gave them that information? What's your role as the manager slash boss slash supervisor slash leader? What's your role in all this? Pretty much everything. Because at the end of the day, your employees report to you. So this is not something you can delegate to other people. You have to always go out there and make sure that you, as the manager, are actively involved in coaching and educating. So again, the things we talked about this week, as far as making sure cast members are knowledgeable about their jobs, we talked about proactively walking your area, letting the cast members know how to spend their time and where to spend their time. What about some expectations that are out there? And also just, you know, management being involved. There's so much more to this. Do you do pre-shift meetings at the beginning and end of the day? I think we talked yesterday or a couple days ago about communication. Do you give them a little piece of paper or a notepad so they can communicate well? And maybe ask yourself this. Are the employees training the managers or are the managers training the employees? Interesting way to look at it as well. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be a great leader, like down at Disney, make sure that your cast members are knowledgeable about their roles. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Friday.